I met Dr. Pakel just about 3 hours prior to this recording. She was relaying to me the excitement that she had seen in the students in regard to the training that we're doing with them. And although she and I had not met before, she's very excited about what I am doing on their campus and the way I'm helping these students. Dr. Pakel, I understand that you have some students in your class who I have worked with in the past 4 months. And I'm wondering, what have you seen, any change at all in the students who have been working with us in cross-pollination ministries?
The three students in my class, the things that I've noticed, particularly with the two young women, is that they kind of a change in brightness about how they're interacting with other students, how they are in class, eagerness to talk to myself, demeanor, and the young man, as I met with him in my office, and he was telling me about the outreach and what he'd been learning and the through the cross-pollination. He didn't even know the name for it at the time, but was just telling about the street witnessing that he had experienced, and the excitement from these three students has spilled over into their attitude, I think, towards school, that they, the willingness to take a chance, to take a risk, their ability to interact with other students in the class and work in teams is excellent. The one gal who was very, very timid at the beginning and hesitant to speak up, she's more willing and more open about speaking up in class. It's not necessarily things that they're saying about their faith, but just in general, a confidence builder. So that is a positive thing. And then, of course, as I interact with them and talk to them, and they share about their faith, they're more confident in what they're talking about and eager to share.
Okay, thank you. And now, have you heard any particular testimonies from the students?
Examples of when they were actually out talking to people, and the young man was all excited telling about things that had happened when he was sharing with somebody. I can't remember the particulars of the story other than just the confidence. And with one of the young ladies, she said, I was just too afraid to talk, but I pray while the other person is talking, and that's important, and I'm learning. And then, of course, the third person, the young lady, she was so excited sharing just recently about her incident.
Just yesterday at Target.
Yeah. When she was talking to the gentleman and was able to share her a wider testimony, and just lit up when she was describing it. And what's exciting to me too is the other students that are listening to this and are observing what's going on, and the impact that I see even with chapel attendance and the other students that seem to understand that it's okay to be open about this. Because even though we're a Christian university, that doesn't mean everybody here is Christian, or let alone Lutheran.
Yeah, great. I'm not great that they're not all Christian
or
Lutherans, yes. is there anything that you would like to share with those who will be listening to this? There'll be students hearing this who might be thinking about going on the street, or just listening out of curiosity. There'll also be some others who are supporting this ministry. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
The thing that I think is so impactful, it gives them such a direction in where they're going. These kids already had decided they think they want to go into church work, but they get nervous. They get a little... sometimes they have second thoughts, and they think, well, maybe, maybe not. And they start waffling, and something like this, it affirms what they want to do. And I had another student in my office earlier when we were talking about it, and he kind of lit up, and he was curious, and he wondered about it. His intent was to go into a church teacher.
Is this someone who was overhearing someone else's story?
Well, he didn't get to overhear the story, but I wish he would have, because he was curious about it then. And I know a roommate of one of the gals that who's been had lots of physical challenges overhearing the story. And I think just the peace that they have, as they have this faith, they have this certainty of heaven, but when you hear yourself talking it and sharing it with someone else and giving this gift to someone else, it has such a powerful impact, positive impact on attitude, because especially with freshmen, with younger students, they tend to get very stressed. Depression is a big issue during finals, during midterms, and having this extra confidence, extra source of comfort and power reaffirmed in a powerful way is incredibly helpful. I think just the difference in their stress level is going to impact their studies. It's going to impact their health.
And their friends.
Overall, and their friends that can encourage and counsel. It's just a huge difference from the depression and the kids that are really tense and nervous this time of year. I don't see that. I might see tiredness because they're staying up late, but not the same level of depression and tension and stress.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's
I didn't know
exciting.
Any of that. Yeah, it is. Well, I've really enjoyed meeting you. We just met on this trip here, and I'll be back on my next visit soon, and thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.